A man, approximately 40. Dear Prefect, I have the honor, on behalf of my comrades who are interned with me in Montlhéry, to address this letter to you and request that you excuse our drastic words, but given the circumstances, they are necessary. As you know, we have been interned here in Montlhéry for exactly a year now, but we don't know the reason. We've never murdered or stolen, and yet we've been incarcerated for the last year, are given neither food rations, nor clothes or shoes, and are fully cut off from the rest of the world. There are about 200 of us, and at least 80% are barefoot and practically without any clothes, because as we were forced to leave Dakhnetal, we were given only an hour's notice. We therefore couldn't take much with us, and the little we had is meanwhile completely used up. Consequently, we've been reduced to the state of beggars, particularly because the clothes in our wagons are rotting, and we can't make any use of the money we have. You are a Frenchman, Monsieur Prefect, and have the heart of a human being, and perhaps that of a father as well. Now put yourself in our position. If you were incarcerated in a camp, with your wife and your children, and you see them crying from the misery they have to endure, then what would your feelings be? Now, Monsieur Prefect, we are all fathers here, and for the last year we have seen, day in and day out, how our wives and our children, so as not to increase our suffering, hide their tears from us. Is that, Monsieur Prefect, a life? No, that is not a life. Make a decision, but don't let us go on suffering like this. Allow us to retrieve our belongings from our wagons and change camp, for the situation here is simply untenable. If not, release us under conditions which we, no matter what they are, accept. Even if it means that we have to sell our houses and report to the town hall every day.